Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. MOVE member Delbert Africa is out of prison after spending 42 years behind bars. He was one of nine MOVE members arrested for the death of Philadelphia police officer James Ramp. Delbert Africa of the hashtag MOVE9 is free. That was the tweet posted by Chicago-based attorney Brad Thompson. KYW Charlotte Reese says his client, Delbert, is one of six MOVE members released following lengthy prison sentences for the 1978 shootout between the radical Back to Nature group MOVE and Philadelphia police.
Mike Africa Jr. is the son of two MOVE members who were convicted for the death of Officer James Ramp.
Me, MOVE people, John Africa, we do not advocate the killing of police officers, and we do not, you know, promote that, and that's not what we're about. What happened on August 8th was a terrible thing.
In a statement given to KYW, FOP President John McNesby says our hearts ache and that the Ramp family is, quote, re-victimized every time a MOVE member is released from custody.
Two of the MOVE members died in prison. One is still behind bars. Each were given 30 to 100-year sentences. Now, during Delbert's prison term, his 13-year-old daughter was one of those killed in the bombing on the MOVE compound on Osage Avenue. That was in 1985. 10 others, including 5 children, were also killed. Delbert is expected to address the media Tuesday in Philadelphia. New Jersey reports a slight reduction in the number of opioid-related deaths in 2019, but state officials from the governor on down vow to step up efforts to lower those numbers even further. We get the story from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
A 3% drop from 3,163 to 3,021 fatalities may be significant, but no one in Governor Phil Murphy's administration is doing a lot of bragging here. Take Carol Johnson, Commissioner of the Department of Human Services.
We are encouraged to see the numbers leveling off, slightly turning down, but no one's declaring victory. We have much more work to do.
Her agency's been getting Narcan out to more people, and that will spread out to include police departments and public libraries. And look for a more public campaign to promote a 24/7 program for addiction support through a toll-free number, 844-REACH-NJ. A half dozen other agencies, from the State Attorney General and Health to Workforce Development, are expanding programs or starting new ones. Governor Murphy has until Tuesday to sign a bill banning flavored vaping products in New Jersey, and he likely will sign it. But KYW's Andrew Kramer reports at least one health official in the state thinks even more needs to be done.
Freeholder Carmen Rodriguez understands e-cigarettes are meant to get people to quit smoking regular cigarettes, but
the fact that they flavored them, that to me was very wrong, because what it does is it encourages children to get into that. And then what it ends up being is, instead of helping people get off of cigarettes, what they're doing is introducing children to a nicotine addiction.
Which is the big reason why this bill was designed in the first place.
Rodriguez calls the New Jersey ban a start. It's been another violent weekend in Philadelphia. Police say a 59-year-old man was shot and killed inside a home on North Banbury Street near Chalmers Avenue. It happened last night around 6:30. His siblings identified the victim as John Rawls. They told CBS3 he was a hard worker, and they were planning to throw him a surprise 60th birthday party in June.
He worked at Dave and Buster's, and he was a hard-working man, and he was friendly to anybody, and he would give anybody anything they asked for. So for the person that did this, I don't know why, but I pray God find you.
Then around 8 o'clock last night, three people were shot, two of them teens. Police say a 17-year-old and 19-year-old were shot, along with a 24-year-old man, and all three are in critical condition. More than 11,000 Philadelphians filled out a survey about city services last fall. The results show most think there is room for improvement. The survey asked a series of questions covering safety, housing, transportation, employment, and schools. Just 48% agreed with the statement, "I feel safe in my neighborhood." 8% disagreed. 60% said they were happy with their house and their commute, but less than half felt they had access to a good-paying job. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Policy Chief Anjali Chinnani says the results broken down by demographics show not all Philadelphians have the same experience.
The experience of people of color where they're less satisfied with their quality of housing, less satisfied with their ability to find a living wage job.
When it came to rating city services, the fire department was the runaway favorite with 76% rating it good or excellent.
The police department got 48% good or excellent, with an equal number rating it fair or poor. Asked what the city should focus on improving, street conditions were at the top, then police and public safety. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.